Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is there anything, like, makeup-wise or anything you, like, don't like when they would do that?
It's kind of weird when they have, like, the on the eyes, yeah, and then, like, the swoosh going off.
like cat eye, like, yeah, the eyeliner.
The faces look wider than, like, the rest
of
the
face. Yeah. Just chill on the makeup.
So you don't like the Nike swoosh on that? Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with my two little brothers, Philip King and Tanner Shapiro.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going?
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. So yeah, obviously Philip's my real brother and I'm sure you know him from my Instagram. And then Tanner is like my fake little brother that I don't know. I feel like sometimes I post stories of you. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I don't know how many stories you post to me, but we've just grown up like same neighborhood.
Yeah,
same
we area. Grew up as neighbors and literally the kid would be at my house almost more than me. Yeah. Which was awesome.
It was a lot of fun. And just growing up with you and Phil, we just always kind of had a fun time. And that was kind of when Vine was out and we were always doing like little Vines and stuff.
We were?
Yeah, I remember we made one. I can't. On the golf cart and stuff. Yeah.
Wait, oh, I remember the Like Mike one.
Yeah.
Make me like Mike.
Yeah. We made a bunch of kind of weird.
Who was your favorite Viner?
Oh gosh, probably Shawn Mendes, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, he was a dog.
Okay, I don't even remember.
I honestly can't think any other Viners.
I don't remember him from. Did you ever watch David Dobrik on Vine?
No, I don't know who I watch on Vine.
Okay, well, I've known these guys forever. They both grew up with me, and they're 2 years younger than me.
Correct.
Phillip's a grade younger, but a grade extra younger.
Yeah, we're both 20.
I'm going to be a junior. And I'm going to be a sophomore
at Indiana.
Okay, but you're both 20.
Right.
When's your birthday, Tanner?
November, so I'm going
you
to Vegas.
You turn 21 soon.
For the
21st. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Who are you going with?
The girlfriend, the fam, and then a couple of family friends.
Well, you know, I live really close to Vegas.
Oh, really?
You
want the-
And I have a great hookup in Vegas, I'm just saying. I'll give you his number.
I'm actually scared of that.
No, it's so fun.
It'll be so fun.
I love Vegas. Anyway, so yeah, these guys, my brother grew up playing sports, and then Tanner grew up playing golf.
It's also a sport.
Yeah. Sorry. I was trying to say that you played a few sports and Tanner focused on golf.
Yeah.
Right? But right. Tanner's really good.
I held my own.
I went today.
Tanner also grew up being like the ladies, like he's very smooth.
Yeah. I'd say. That might be a stretch for the viewers.
Hey,
that's a bit of a stretch.
Tanner was more of a ladies man in high school.
Yeah.
That's what he focused on.
Yes, I feel like you were always like, we were always talking about guys and girls. Like you would always ask me about girls and then I would always ask you about guys. That's facts.
Yeah.
In our basement, we had deep talks, Tanner.
Yeah, and everything in high school just felt like it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like I remember if a girl and I ended or something, I would just be like devastated.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Okay. Well, can you tell me each of you? I want you to give me a little intro about yourself. So tell me maybe your major, what school you go to, what frat you're in. I don't know. Tell me a little bit about what you like, what you do, what you're all about. So go ahead.
All right. My name's Philip King. I am 20 years old, going to be a sophomore at Indiana University.
What?
I am in Fiji fraternity and I don't know. I enjoy playing sports with my friends, golfing, I don't know, just hanging out.
Yeah, we're in the same fraternity, but I'm going to be a junior, looking to go to law school here soon, studying for the LSAT next summer. A lot of big things coming up, but most likely going to live in Bloomington for the rest of my life. So I'm super excited and probably won't move from my hometown, but it's been a fun ride so far.
Do you not want to move from your hometown?
Just with the path I'm on with law school, and then afterward coming back here and working with dad.
Are you only applying to IU?
I'm going to apply to McKinney, which is in Indianapolis, just because I don't want to live in Bloomington.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, but with law, you have to practice in the same state, like, that you take the bar in.
Really?
So when I pass the bar, I'll just practice in Indiana.
Gotcha. So, what kind of lawyer do you want to be?
Same as Pops, which is criminal defense.
Wow. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Things can change when you get to law school. There's a bunch of different outlets, but at the moment,
you
that's
know,
where
you
at.
Know what I think you'd be really good at? Oh my God, you'd be so good at it. You'd be a phenomenal agent.
Sports agent or like
an or an entertainment agent.
He would. It's about Tom.
Yeah, but Tom and him would be, and especially Tanner, actually. Because you're for sure going into law.
Yeah, I think
you would be so good at taking people out to dinner, schmoozing the hell out of them, getting them to be your client.
I'm flattered, Taylor.
And defending them when they're in a
bind. In a,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a cool thing to think about. It's just right now, I think more than my friends, I'm on such a narrow, straight path.
Yeah.
That it's hard to waver or even think about wavering off of it. But that would be a cool outlet if the opportunity presented itself down the
just
road.
Just saying.
Yeah, I appreciate the compliment.
Cool. All right, so, and what do you want to be, Philip?
I have no idea. Something in the business world. Maybe a stockbroker. Maybe own my own business. That'd be the dream.
Where do you want to live?
Probably big city, Chicago, Indy, or New York would be cool. L.A. maybe.
Okay, say every city except the city I live in. You guys are both in the same frat, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what's the frat? Tell me a little bit about it. What's like the frat culture like at Indiana? Like, why'd you decide Fiji? Can you tell me a little about the frat culture and kind of why you chose? There's no food here, Delmer. I can hear everything anyone does. Basically, I just want to know what about your frat and what it means to be a Fiji and stuff like that.
Do you want to take this one or should I?
You got it.
Come close.
I think first off, starting like thinking about college and Greek life in general at IU, it's kind of a must to be in Greek life. And I had a bunch of good friends above me, Holden Jastrzemski, Zach Wisen, Cameron Greenwald, who were all in Fiji. And
I love them.
Yeah, they all told me to rush. And actually the day of, Domer and I, who's sitting right here, we weren't going to go. And then we ended up deciding to, loved it, and then just kind of thought it was a good fit right away. What's special about Fiji is you get to live in it all 4 years, and just like the bond you have with the guys around you is pretty special. And like, there's just so many things you can do and so many connections you make throughout the process. And honestly, like choosing between a small school for golf and, you know, ending up doing what I did at Fiji, it's been the right decision for me, and I've had so much fun with everybody. So,
wow. What do you have to do to become a Fiji, like, or get into any frat? Like, what does that entail?
Actually, I was a rush chair this year for Fiji.
And oh, flex.
slight flex on the juicy pole. But sorry, Domer,
stop Snapchatting us. Classic 307.
But since you live in all 4 years at Fiji, it's different. So you rush before school actually starts. So you'll rush as a senior in high school. We had three rush dates, February, April, and June. Like 40 kids come in. They eat pizza with us, play basketball. All the guys get to know them. And then myself and the two other rush chairs go back and interview them. We have set questions for them. And then we kind of decide as a house, like, hey, is this person a good fit? Do they exemplify what we want to see in a kid in a Fiji? And then moving on from there, we come up with 32 guys that we extend bids to, and then they live in right away. So it's a really cool process and different than anything else in the country.
Oh, in the country.
Yeah, they don't do that anywhere else except Fiji.
Wait, can you tell me a little bit about your house and how like bougie it is?
Yeah, it was built in 2016, right?
Yeah.
A few years ago, and it's the largest fraternity house or sorority house in the country, and it's just really nice. It's got everything you need. we are lucky to live in it.
Okay.
Blessed. I don't know.
I feel like you guys are like,
I don't know how to describe it.
I feel like we're doing a brand deal for Fiji right now. And that's why you should join.
Rush Fiji, but it's already over, so don't actually, because then I have to do more work. So
next year.
Next year. Make Phil do it.
Okay, so I'm going to play a little game really quick just to like warm yourselves up. It's called Hot Seat.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And you, I'm going to ask you, we'll alternate who answers first. And basically, you have to answer the question as quick as possible. I did this with Johnny. I'm going to do some similar questions. So if you listen to Johnny's episode, I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat some of them. But I think they're really good and juicy. And yeah, just say what's on the top of your mind.
Just let us know who's going first.
Okay, Phil, you can go first. Okay. First question, what is your go-to going out outfit?
Jeans and a polo.
And what shoes?
White Adidas.
Okay.
Like navy blue pants, white Converse, and then like a Vineyard Vines polo probably.
Oh, okay, Tanner.
I mean, or flannel, same thing. Yeah. It's kind of all...
White tee with like a button down.
I feel like you're a little bit more edgy than Tanner's, a little bit more preppy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you prefer a girl to be more edgy or preppy?
Ooh, edgy.
What's an edgy girl? What's a preppy girl? Like, what would be outfit examples? I'm trying to think. I can't.
When edgy, I think of like goth.
Yeah, I think edgy makes me think of not like necessarily.
Just like, what would you rather them be? Like a little more out there and like funky with their style, or a little bit more like traditional?
Traditional for me.
I like the girls that do different.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would be your walk-up song if you played like baseball or something, or you were like entering the Fiji house and they had to play a walk-up song? What would it be?
Can't Wait to Be King, Lion King. My last name's King, so.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Wow. Probably Nonstop, Drake.
Okay. Yeah. King.
Yeah. Do the rest.
What's the best frat party you've been to?
Ooh, probably Fiji, Ibiza, or the Christmas date party.
Yeah, I think similar date party. I don't know if that really counts, but anything where you can just have like people you know.
See, like a date.
Than, yeah,
you
yeah.
Have
rather
a
than
date.
Just a bunch of random girls.
Okay, you know. What's the best way to ask a girl to a date party?
You text them and say, hey, you want to go to a day party? I don't know.
I think the best way is getting hooked up by one of her friends.
Okay.
Well, if you like the girl, like you're not going to, I mean, it's different because he has a girlfriend.
So that's all you say? You just say, hey, want to come to this day party?
That's how I asked my girl, the Black Diamond.
Okay.
Not my girl, but the girl I take, Black Diamond.
And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
That's
well,
it?
He kind of set, Domer kind of set me
okay,
up.
So you got to get
you,
set up.
You need a, third party. You can't just go blind.
That's not necessarily.
And
true.
I think another thing, though, like when I wasn't dating my girlfriend freshman year, like a girl, if you ask her randomly and there's no third party, she's going to check your Instagram. She's going to ask all the other friends.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you're cool or weird. And she's only going to want to go if her friends go too.
Okay.
Like, she's not going in there blind.
Oh.
Whatsoever.
So you have it figured out, Tan.
No, I don't know if I have it figured out, but that's like what my girlfriends have told me. Like
that's actually really good advice like, for guys.
Kind of wrapping it into your show, like if a guy only had 307 Instagram followers, the girl would not be into going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like she would think he was weird.
Okay, so she like checks
him
out.
She does her research.
Yeah, she does
her research.
Well,
I love
she
that.
Just doesn't want to go in alone because you're sleeping in the same bed as the person.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go with someone that. I mean, even if you're going as friends, you are. Like,
yeah.
It's just kind of a thing
because it's a formal. It's
yeah,
a stay
it's a
over
formal.
Formal.
It's, yeah. So I mean, they definitely aren't going to somebody that's following 14,000 people and has 12 followers.
And you usually like go with the girls will have a group of their friends.
Yeah.
So like you, it's like
so they can hang
it's
out.
It's like for what day, like for this date party. All right, which group of girls do we want to take or something?
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So okay, if you could describe yourselves in 3 words, what would they be?
Sarcastic, fun, and athletic. Cut that, I don't know.
No, that was good. I feel like that's good.
Humble, too.
Yeah, lacking confidence.
Outgoing, determined, and I'd probably say cocky.
Confident.
Yeah, very confident.
I think. If you could describe me in 3 words, what would you say?
Extra, outgoing, and juicy.
Or that's your sister.
Not like that, but TK's juicy pod.
Confident, vibrant. What's like you light up a room? I don't know what that word would be. But like, aww, when you come in, like it's like a presence. It's an aura.
Okay. Thanks, Tan.
Yeah, for sure.
Energetic.
Okay. What's your go-to dance move?
The whip. Or not the whip.
The Millie Rock?
Yeah, I'm same deal, Millie Rock. I'm not running from that.
So, can you explain what a Millie Rock is can you explain that for people that don't know?
I mean, you just do your hand in like a circle and then you just hit it. Everybody knows the Millie Rock or the Whoa. Everybody looks in the Whoa.
It's something you can do with one hand, so you can have a drink in one hand, and then the other hand you look like you're kind of into it.
Okay.
You gotta just moving your hand around.
So you have a drink in one hand, and then you
just. If you're at a party, you have to have a drink in your hand so you don't look awkward. Like,
because the worst is the dude that in the corner that just sits there and just stares at everybody.
Yeah. Like, it's better to make a fool of yourself dancing than not do anything at all.
Okay. Kind of like a bot.
Yeah.
Don't Do you know what a bot is?
Don't be a bot.
Do you know what a bot is, Tanner?
I know, like...
Like a robot. Like, yeah, nothing special about it.
So can you explain, like, the actual definition? Because I've been talking about it a lot. Can you talk about the actual definition of a bot?
So a bot's basically just like a very boring person. There's nothing special about them. They don't do anything different.
But they could be very good looking, right?
Oh, they can be. They can be hot. But it's their personality. It's like who they are as a person, and very straight faced and don't really change. Yes, bland, boring. Boring's the best word to describe it for me.
Gotcha. What's your guys' guilty pleasure?
Romantic movies.
Yeah, I was like, Phil, want to watch a movie? He's like, yeah, let's watch a rom-com.
I don't know.
The other night.
I love them.
Probably like McDonald's French fries.
Okay.
So far.
Mine's watching paparazzi videos.
Oh, gosh.
I love watching paparazzi videos. Do you ever notice when people unfollow you?
No.
No.
No. Who do you creep on the most on Instagram?
Girls and... houses.
Like girls you like?
Yeah.
Like girls you're interested in? Okay.
Probably athletes.
Really?
Yeah, like I'll see like what one certain dude is dating, like Gronk. I got so deep in him the other day because I saw he was dating that girl. And
Camille?
I saw that girl, yeah. And then
okay, cool.
It just goes from one profile to another.
Yeah.
Like who's your favorite Instagram person to follow on Instagram?
LeBron James.
Really?
LeBron or Champagne Poppy.
Okay.
Drake is good Insta. I don't know who my favorite is.
Damn near OBJ.
No.
He has a good Instagram.
He has a good Instagram.
Barstool's Insta's House of Highlights.
Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the highlights.
Yeah.
It always keeps me updated.
Yeah.
What Instagram account do you feel like girls follow? Like every girl follows?
Every girl follows?
Yeah.
Tyler Cameron's.
Tyler C.
I don't blame him.
Did you see that Gigi Hadid followed him?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he followed her. It was like this big thing.
Like Justin Bieber probably or something.
Yeah, they probably all follow Bieber.
What is a great first date spot?
This is all you, Tanner. Tanner's the captain.
I wasn't even thinking about this, Tanner.
Tanner's the captain of this.
I can't say this on the podcast. What if,
yes,
what if one of the people that...
Then they'll know you like them.
Well, hopefully they don't listen to it, but I like driving range in McAllister's is what I always did because McAllister's is like.
Can you not do that? Don't worry.
It's not super nice to the point where she's like, oh my gosh, like he's super into me.
Okay.
But it's not like trashy.
So
to the
do
point
you,
where she thinks, you know.
Do you try and go to the driving range because you kind of want to like.
It's like loosen
show
them
off.
Up. Yeah, no, it's more like I normally don't hit a ball.
Okay.
Definitely
it's normally just like something that gets them in their comfort.
Doing an activity that you can talk about. So if like the date like sucks, you can just be like, all right.
And like making fun of them is huge.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Like putt-putt.
You have to be able to make fun of each other. And if you can't do that, like, then I know I don't want to be with them.
Oh, okay. So what if they're, like, everything? Is that a deal breaker?
Oh, yeah. Like, if I can't be sarcastic and, like, kind of mean to them, then yeah. Like, if they can't, you know what I'm saying? Though?
Yeah.
If they can't, like, take it, if it's, like, why did you say that was rude, then I'm kind of in a bad spot, and I know it's not going
to
work out.
Or you can take them to, like, a sporting event's always good, because if you don't want to talk to them, if they suck, you can always just
watch the game
and talk to the other people around you.
You can go to the concession stand, boy. You can have your boys pick you up from the concession stand. Sporting game is the best, I think.
It's easy conversation.
That's smart
there.
Too.
Yeah. What about you, Phil? What's your best, like, first date spot?
I don't know. Probably just somewhere to eat.
Like Cribo. Where?
The Cribo is his best date
no.
spot.
No.
Basement.
Like, where would you take a girl?
If, all right, so what do we, like, do I know the girl? Like, are we saying, like, it's Friday night, I met this girl at a party on Friday night, and I want to, next
week,
I want
to take her on a date. Yeah.
If there was a basketball game, I'd take her to that.
Okay, what if it's summer?
Summer? Ooh. I'd just invite her to come swim.
You're just really starting off strong, aren't you?
No, I don't know.
Bikini and everything.
I don't know what to do here.
I think the lake would be a safe play. Like,
yeah, but what do you do with the lake?
Oh, okay.
Like, that's... Like,
Johnny said ice cream, which I like.
Yeah, that's so easy.
Ice cream safe, yeah.
So safe. Because it's quick,
that's
you know?
Quick. You
and you can hang out after if you want.
True.
But, like, you can skirt.
That's a good call.
What's a movie you can watch on repeat?
Wolf of Wall Street.
That was mine, but... The other guys, probably. We were watching that the other day.
Wait, what is that? I haven't seen it.
It's Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
The other guy. You haven't seen the other guys? Death Pop.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, never mind.
What's your most, like, high-maintenance food order? Like, do you have anywhere where you're like, oh, I want this with that, and, like, or don't put this on it?
It's usually just, like, taking off tomatoes of a sandwich.
You don't like tomatoes?
No.
I don't like really tomatoes that much either.
Chipotle. I feel like I'm really picky with my Chipotle.
Really? What do you get?
Yeah. Double chicken, rice, veggies, guac, cheese.
What would you be mad if they put on it?
Like, if they screw you with, like, the portion, I feel like that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not the exact food choice, but if they, like, slap a little bit of guac. Dude, come on.
See,
you're like, come on, that's extra.
So I guess that's not really, like, picky with your food choice, but more of, like, what's going on in front of you.
Okay. What's an expression or a phrase you say all the time?
Let's get it or something. I don't know.
Trust it.
You still say that a lot?
Yeah, I say
I love that, Tanner.
A lot.
All right, let's get it.
What tabs are open, like always open on your computer or your phone?
Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. I guess your social media.
Yeah, same, like kind of my E-Trade account sometimes.
Okay.
Like if I have that open just to see how bad I'm doing on the stock. I'm trying to think what else. Maybe a game like a
Clash of Clans.
Yeah, yep. Something like that. But that's it.
What city outside of the Midwest would you move to?
New York.
Miami.
Wow.
Oh, you're such a Miami person.
That'd be terrible.
Florida would be so nice.
Okay, I think that ends our hot seat round.
That's
we didn't do very well.
I know.
We had some boring takes.
I feel like they were kind of fun.
The hardest one is just the three words described.
That was so hard.
Do you have any hot seat questions you have to ask me?
What's your go-to dance move?
Probably just like twerk.
All right, if if you're going on your wow, okay. If you're going on the first date and you're picking the other person up, what's the first song you're playing in the car?
Oh gosh.
I don't know why I thought of that.
That's deep. Question. That's a good question.
Like, do you have a song ready or are you just going through shuffle?
It's gotta be country. Probably John Party, Heartache on the Dance Floor.
No, like, not for me.
When I'm picking people up, I go through and I'm like, all right, I'm playing this song and I'm playing this next.
You get it ready?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if it's for somebody I care about.
I'll add stuff on the queue. So, yeah.
So before you pick me up, do you have it ready?
No.
I'll probably have like a Drake song. I'll probably have like a Galantis song.
So you're trying to spread it out.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to think you have the same.
I'll probably have like maybe like a John Mellencamp or like one of those classics.
I think the safest is Post Malone. Like I think
or Khalid. I think Khalid.
Oh, Khalid. Yeah, so I would definitely put too. Khalid.
I'd put on Post probably.
That's a great question, Philip. I'm gonna write that down.
Good job, Phil.
But honestly, like I hope I'm not picking up
the
person. Yeah,
what's your deal breaker with a dude?
If they don't have like hometown friends.
Yeah,
that's so weird.
That's sort of a deal breaker, like getting into a frat.
Oh, if you don't have hometown
like
friends.
We'll be like, oh, like, how's your friend group at home? Like, do you have a bunch of close guy friends? And they're like, no, I was kind of a floater. Like that's
weird.
Before. I was like, why? Like, I've had the same friends since I was like 8 years old.
Yeah. I mean, I think your guys' is very like unique that you guys like are all still friends. Right. But I think you should have at least a few.
Yeah, yeah. From your
you
home.
Know?
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's a deal breaker. I think it's a deal breaker if you're not like close with your family or like care about your family and stuff.
Well, that can be an exception because you don't know what they go through with their family.
I guess it's true. I just like care so much about family and I would love to like be with someone that's like as obsessed with their family as I am.
Oh, Phil.
Do you know what I mean? What else is a deal breaker? I know.
Like
if I know more about sports than they do.
That's fair.
Or if they care more about their Instagram and taking selfies and shit than I do.
That's fried. Yeah, that's fair too.
Those are deal breakers. What?
Have you ever had
a guy? Oh my God, that's all the guys in LA. Right. Dahmer. Yeah.
You just kind of like hang out with guys in a group and then if you like them then you do something about
yeah it. I mean like people only meet really in LA through like dating apps and like events and
oh
stuff.
Oh my gosh, this might be a terrible thing to say, but I hope I'm not on a dating app one day.
Same.
Really?
That's just something I do not want to be involved. It's like I feel weird. Like that'd be a lot of
you'll pressure. Be surprised though, like if you're living in a big city and you've graduated like and you're not guaranteed to see like girls every weekend or whatever or like at your frat or your party or whatever, like you'll be on it's like for me like all my friends have dating apps. It's not weird.
Yeah, I could see that though because once you get out of college, I've talked to these guys about it. I'm like, how do you meet girls?
Like, I'm like, I was just talking to Johnny and he was saying how dating apps are the move when you graduate.
That's crazy because right now,
our friends,
we would not even dream. Like, if you have a dating app right now, we just grill you. Like, we think it's hilarious.
I mean, I feel like I use Instagram more as a dating app than I do.
Really?
Yeah.
If a girl like slid into my message, I'd be like, she's weird.
What?
Really?
For sure.
Oh, I like if a guy like replies to my story and I'm into it, like I'll be into it.
I don't post stories. Like if she just randomly like one day on a blue moon was like, hey, like I think you're really cool. Would you want to go? I'd be like, no, I would answer and be respectful, but I don't think I would.
Okay.
Just because I would think, why can't she like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's just once you like live in a big city and you're like for me, like I wake up, I work, like go to a workout class and then I go to work and then I come home and I'm like still grinding. Like I don't have time to like meet people randomly.
Right.
So I'll occasionally get on a dating app. But like honestly, I'd rather just meet them in person or like I'd rather have a friend of a friend like set me up or like we're all out, you know.
We just live in such a different world right now. Because,
yeah.
Like every weekend we have the opportunity.
There's no reason why you should like have a dating app.
We have
app,
like
really.
So many girls that we can meet.
I mean, teach their own.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in Greek life. Like, if you're in Greek life at all, no matter what university you're at, there are just so many opportunities to meet girls and, like, form relationships.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about girls. Do you guys, Tanner, do you know what a 307 is?
I've heard from your podcast. Isn't it a guy with, like, 300 and 7 or less.
Yeah, but it's like hypothetical.
And he like only posts pictures of like him and his mom or like an occasion.
Basically like you.
Basically everybody in Fiji is a 307.
You think I'm a 307?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically like a guy that's not posting selfies.
Oh. Well,
like a like guy a, that's
it's like majority dudes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not where I live.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
So basically everybody...
So it's like unique. It's like rare in LA. So that's why we made a name for it.
Everybody that I know is a 307. Yeah. Exactly. That's the definition.
Okay, so let's go through some of these polls. Tanner, do you ever vote in my polls?
I do, occasionally.
Which are your favorite?
The food ones and the a lot of people TV like shows.
Okay, so you like the easy ones.
The easy ones. The ones that make me think, I'm like, damn, I know she's going to see that, my answer. And like, she might text me and be like, are you all right?
No, I won't. Tanner?
Are you alright?
Would you rather see a guy... What would you rather see a guy wear to a bar? A polo or a t-shirt? What about you guys?
I don't care what
like what
do.
What do you wear?
I'm obviously the polo.
I wear a polo. Sometimes I wear a t-shirt.
I just don't have any nice t-shirt that I would even think about wearing.
All my t-shirts are like... Colts or something.
Yeah, or mine say like Nike Golf.
Yeah.
Okay. So 69% said t-shirt.
Wow. So we're spiritual.
Gotta get on a t-shirt.
31% said polo. Do you pay attention to what guys wear? Or do you pay attention to what girls wear?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah? What do you, like, what's your ideal outfit? Like, what do you love when girls wear?
Like in the summer, we're talking some jean shorts, like a white tank top, and a baseball cap. It's fire.
Okay, what shoes?
Some Air Force Ones, I guess. But like, I guess, basic.
Feel like basic.
White clothes. White shoes, I don't know.
In the summer?
Not those big, stupid dino stoppers. I hate
those. You don't like the dino stoppers?
I like a sundress or like a romper.
Nice.
Or something like that. I think that's more like dressy, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I still am cool with like the jean shorts and that stuff, but I feel like that's if we're going somewhere and doing something. But like if we're going out.
What about like going out to like a frat party? What do you want to wear?
I like the like cheetah pants or whatever. Camo.
Okay.
Like, so hot on girls. I don't know why.
So you love like a printed pant.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's so sick.
Philip loves a printed pants.
Wear the printed pants.
When she's doing the Millie Rock, you're like, oh.
Oh gosh, this is a hard question.
It is tough. I don't really know what girls
with like what a tank top.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess we have to take our answer. Like I don't really notice what girls wear now that I think about it.
Either.
I don't notice that much.
I feel like if you like their outfit, you'll notice.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
But if they have like a bad outfit on, I feel like I would never notice.
You don't notice.
I don't know if it's bad.
Right. Okay. Is there anything like makeup wise or anything you like don't like when they would do that?
It's kind of weird. Or their hair? They have like the on the eyes and then like a swoosh going off.
like cat eye, like that eyeliner.
Yeah, the faces look wider than like the rest.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's
a just chill on the makeup.
So you don't like the Nike swoosh on that?
No.
The Nike. Oh. God.
What about hair? Like, what do you like versus what you don't like?
I'm a big ponytail guy.
I like braids. Like if girls wearing braids, I think that's
so like awesome. Like two braids.
Like the braids that do like the like this thing.
Like cornrows.
No. I don't know.
It's the two braids.
Maybe like I like the two braids.
Like the two braids. Like, two French braids?
Or I don't know what it's
called. Are there two piece strings? Like
it's like a... Maybe it's just one string.
A fishtail?
I don't know, man. Maybe, dude. I don't know.
One string.
I think I just...
Bro, are there two strings?
I don't know.
You like the braids,
though. I like them braids. Yeah, I like
so you don't like hair down?
Oh, it's, I mean, it's fine.
But I like hair up, I'd say. Most.
I like the athletic look on a girl.
Okay. You like an athletic body and stuff?
Yeah, that's
I like... I would say I like when my girlfriend curls her hair, I think she looks really good when that's...
Okay. Aw. Yeah, so did you tell her that?
Yeah, I just tell her she looks...
What do you call girls? Like, do you... When you like your... When you have a girlfriend, you like her, do you call her babe?
Or,
what's like a pet name you call her?
Orange. she listens to this. It's so proud. Chloe, like Chloe, I call her Chloe, or like
Chloe Money.
Yeah,
I call her Chloe Money. Hey Chloe Money, if you're listening, love you.
I watched Game of Thrones, and so my dad and I were talking about like what you can call everybody as an insult, because I'd always call my brother Hodor. And, like,
oh yeah.
Like that. And so we ended up calling Chloe Clodor. So we called
Clodor.
She thinks it's so bad, like it's so funny.
Oh my god.
So that's what I call her.
What about
you? Wow, that's so fried. If you're listening, Chloe, my bad on that one.
What do I call my girlfriend?
Yeah, or like a girl that you really like.
If I'm like...
If you call them a name.
Like, what's up, babe?
Yeah, I babe. Think babe, yeah. Same. I think baby girl's weird. I don't like that at all.
I like shoddy, but that's like I like that's like joking.
That's kind of funny.
It's like damn shoddy.
What about what do you call Lillian? Luke.
Like Lil, or her mom calls her Luke. So that's
kind of
stuck.
Oh, that's cute. So you call him like a personalized nickname?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really a generic.
It's also like one syllable, so you can say it real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So I said, do you pay attention to what guys wear? 92% said yes.
Dang. We gotta
up your game. Do you like a guy with a good style? 92% or 98%
said yes. You can make up for it. Yeah. You can make up for
it. I mean, I don't know why anybody would say no. Like, who doesn't like a guy with a good style?
Like, if you have a good enough personality, you can easily make up for it. And, like, kind of make fun of yourself.
I said, do you go out with the mindset of gaming a guy or girl? What about you guys? Pre-girlfriend.
Like, a certain girl? No, it's just, like, you just have fun with the boys, and if it happens, it happens.
Okay, really? Are you lying?
Yeah. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That is such a lie.
It depends if there's a girl like you want, it's like, all right, yeah, let's
I feel like you always have it in the back of your head.
Yeah, for sure. Every guy's lying if they don't say they have it in the back of their mind.
Okay. I would say, yeah, I'd for sure have that. Like, why would I go out if I did?
Yeah.
I mean, I would go out to have fun with my friends, but, like, also, I want to see...
If it's like in the summer and we're all hanging out in a basement, then I'm like, okay, I don't have that in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Because those are my girlfriends.
Yeah.
But like if we're going out
to
a bar, then I'm like, for sure, that's in the back.
It kind of depends on the setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. 88% said no. I feel like they're lying.
That's lies. If a dude said no, that's a lie. For sure.
How long does it take you to get ready? What about you guys?
Are we saying like shower takes about 5 minutes, 10 minutes probably?
10 minutes total?
10,
yeah,
15.
10 minutes.
Okay. I said 30 minutes or an hour. 53% said 30. 47% said an hour.
An hour, dude.
It's crazy the difference between guys.
No chance. I would have to just meet her there.
That's like the thing at like frat parties is like girls try so hard on their outfits and the guys literally just wear like shorts and a jersey.
It's like girls have short like attention. Like if they're not having fun, they'll leave in 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Like they're not going to stick around for us to make it fun. Like if there's not enough guys in the basement.
You gotta have bodies
in
the basement.
Or yeah. Like if we're not, if it's not.
You have to have what?
It's just like a thing in our house. It's like we need bodies in the cement because like.
In the smit?
Smit. Basement.
Oh, and
Cement.
Cement.
Like basement.
Basement. Body in the cement. Bodies in the cement.
Yeah.
Boy.
All right. I don't know. If it's we're still like such a weird.
Bodies.
Yeah.
What do you do besides having bodies? Do you have, like, do to make a party lit?
I think the number just one thing talk is to good them. Music.
Music?
Good music, yeah. Like, a girl's not going to want to come over if the music is just, like, trash.
So what does that entail?
I think talking to them matters more than...
Yeah, I mean, but if they come over and it's just, like, a weird...
What's, like, the top five songs that need to be played at a party?
Are we talking about that, like, we like, or that's, like...
Like, frat classic frat party.
Mr. Brightside. I did not say Mr. Brightside. I knew
it's we have to be on there. Better Not was Welcome Week last year.
I mean...
By Louis the Child.
Yeah.
Mo Bamba was on every frat party.
Yeah.
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road's on every frat party.
What else?
Sicko Mode.
The Middle.
The Middle.
Baby. In the Middle.
Yeah, that's on.
Yeah.
I said, do you like frat
Jackie
guys?
Chan, Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Every party. That's thing number one.
That's a good one.
That was the beginning of Big Booty Remix.
Yeah.
Right.
She says she too. Yeah.
She too. What about, do you guys listen to All Night Longer?
Yeah. I wanna go all night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah,
okay.
Kill the Lights.
I said, do you like frat guys? 62% said no.
Dang.
That's kind of the stigma.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just so bad. And honestly, like, if you're in Greek life, you like, I think. At IU, everybody ends up going to the frat parties. Like, even the athletes are ending up at the frat parties. So, like, they say they don't
It just, like kind of depends on the environment you're in. And
stuff. Everybody's going to say they don't like frat dudes. Why would you, you know?
Yeah. If you put a snap story of you two up, does that mean you're out of the friend zone?
I think Snapchat's more of friend. Like, you're in the friend zone.
So, if you put up a snap with a girl, that means friend zone?
Ooh, no.
It can go either
For
way.
For me, it probably means...
You like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's just
I'm
a solo shot of her, you're just taking a solo shot.
If I'm taking a picture, like a selfie with me and her, like, just chilling.
But like, I feel like you would do that with like a biker buddy or like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, if somebody, one of my friends, my girlfriends, like if we were at a party both drunk, like I would do that.
Okay. What about, so you think it's friend zone?
I mean, I'd also take a picture of my girlfriend and I.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to say.
Well, but if you had to vote.
Oh, if I had to vote, I'd probably say it's girlfriend. I'm not going to just throw a story, random story up with girls.
I say often. It's not friend zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say it's out of the friend zone too, and 52% agree.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's right.
For me, though, it's friend zone.
you post stories of everybody. So is everybody in friend zone?
Not necessarily. Can you tell, like, if I ever like a guy versus when I...
No, impossible to tell.
Really?
Because, like, even today, you saw me and you're like, oh, you look cute, Tanner. Like, you approach everybody like that.
I know. I'm like, dang.
You look good.
I walked to you. I was like, dang, Tanner, you look so cute.
Yeah. I think you approach everybody like that.
Okay. So you can never tell from my stories if I like a guy or not.
No. No.
Okay. Cool. Love that for me. Do you snap your friends or your crush more?
Crush, if you have a crush.
For sure. I don't even think it's close.
73% said friends.
I never snap my guy friends. Like, it's rare. If I have, I have no reason to snap them all the time. But I also don't have any streaks. Do you?
No.
Are you a streak person?
Four.
Okay, so yeah, 73% said friends. I would say crush. I don't snap my friends. If I'm Snapchatting, anyone's going to be a hot guy.
Yeah, you want to be looking at...
I'm not snapping anyone unless you're hot.
Whoa.
Chill.
Okay, Darty or party?
Darty.
Really?
Yeah.
You still have the rest of your day after. Like, okay. You can drink during the day. You're, like, up, and that's the first thing you do.
I haven't been to, like, an IU Darty.
Yeah.
So fun.
Tanner, I think I'm coming back for homecoming.
Really?
Yeah, should I?
That's with AKI. Yeah, you should. It'll be fun.
Do you think I can come hang out
with
you
guys? Come for... The best thing to come for is tailgates. Tailgates are the most fun thing to call it.
That is during homecoming.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, you'd get the best experience.
Would I have a good time? Would it be fun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with party, but that's because I'm not... I do love the bungalow during the day, which is like basically a Darty for an adult. 33% said Darty, 67% said party.
Wow.
Rave or chill music?
Chill. I don't like EDM music that much.
Really?
No.
I love EDM.
Like the bonk.
Yeah. Yeah, I love EDM.
Can't stand
it. I love going on the dance floor, but I also love talking to my friends and like guys.
The EDM makes me feel like it's a waste of time because you can't, like, if you go downstairs, you don't know any girls there, and you can't even talk to them while EDM is playing. Like, what are you going to do? Try to dance with them creepily? Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'd much rather have...
I guess, like, I'm thinking, like, at a music festival, I love EDM.
It's just so... Your life right now is just so different than ours.
Because, I know.
You know.
I asked earlier, do you guys like to cuddle?
Sure.
These are the hard hitters.
I'm cuddle.
Yeah, I'm down.
If it's a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But if it's like a random girl.
And, like, no cuddles.
Yeah.
No, I still would.
You would. That's cute, Tanner.
Like, well, I'm not. Like, just cuddle saying. Like, I feel like it's so
what about
weird.
You, Domer? Do you
so
like to
weird
cuddle?
If you don't.
I don't mind cuddling.
No, I'm all...
I think girls like it more.
Yeah, but like if I'm at like a party and I'm like, hey, do you want to go to cuddle?
Well, no.
Have you ever asked a girl, have you ever been like, hey, want to cuddle?
No. No.
What would you do?
That's Tanner's makeup.
What would you do if a hot girl came up to you and was like, hey, want to cuddle?
If she was... Yeah,
I mean, I would say yeah.
If she was hot enough, yeah.
What?
Would you go and leave the party to cuddle?
Yeah. Because then you're... Yeah.
These questions are too difficult.
88% said they love to cuddle.
I feel like even if you just hook up with her one time, then you'd still want to cuddle. Like, it'd still be awkward if you didn't cuddle.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, after you hook up, what are you going to do? Just lay there and keep your hands to yourself? Like, I would just throw my arm, I think, and then...
Go to sleep.
Wait for it to be over and wake up.
All right, what's a worse deal breaker? Under tipping or bad breath during kiss?
Bad breath.
Are you sure?
From the guy's perspective, the girl's not going to pay.
So you think on first date, guy automatically has to pay?
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's even a debate.
Okay. I agree.
How I've grown up, at least.
I agree, too. What if she offers? Like, do you expect her to offer?
I would love if she offers.
That's a big turn on.
Yeah, that's so...
Okay. Makes me mad if, like, after a while, they never offer.
Or even if they don't, just a thank you. Like, thank you so much for dinner. Like,
okay.
That's dope.
Well, okay, so you said after a while. Like, you think every time you go out, the girl needs to offer?
Not every time, but...
But majority?
Yeah.
Like, with Chloe and I, like, she'll pay for every, like, fourth time we got it. Third yeah. time. Like, she'll just randomly be like, no, let me get it. You've paid for so much. Yeah. So let me get it.
You yeah, know I love that.
But the majority, like, I'm paying.
See, I'm always offering.
Like, every single time?
I feel like I always will. I mean, like, unless I'm, like, caught off guard and doing something. Mm-hmm. But I'll normally always be like, oh, no, I got it, or whatever. Or
at least, like, say, like, oh, are you sure?
Yeah. Like, every so once in a like, while, so I'll try and get it.
I think
it.
If you don't offer, like, a thank you is good enough for me.
If they don't say thank you, that's...
Yeah.
That's
fried.
Like, you can get into a rhythm with your girlfriend, and yeah. even with, like, mine, she always says thank you. She's always like, thank you.
Yeah.
Good money.
Do you pay attention money. To how much the other person tips? Like, does that matter to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. I think that's fair.
What if they were, like, perfect and, like, everything was perfect, but they, like, undertipped heavily?
Did she say anything about how she was undertipping, or she just did it and I noticed it?
Yeah.
I just noticed
yeah.
it?
I
probably would just let it slide. I think it's an anomaly. Yeah.
What if she was, like, they were horrible?
And they were fine.
And then undertipped, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a turnoff. Not a deal breaker, but a turnoff.
But you'd be like, ugh.
If they were dramatic about it.
What if they sent the food back at dinner?
Oh, that's tough.
I mean,
if there's like a hair in there, I understand. But if it's like,
what if it's like undercooked chickens, fish?
If it's actually,
it just depends on how she presents
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
you know, if she's like, I'm so sorry, but like this is not gonna like this doesn't yeah. taste good. This
she's an attitude.
See, I feel like if I was on a first date and I got undercooked fish,
you just deal with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or I wouldn't eat it. I maybe wouldn't eat it. I would just like eat a little and be like, yeah, it's a little cooked, but like no big deal. Like whatever. Like eat my whatever.
I've
else.
Never sent food back.
No.
I don't think not I've ever sent food back either.
Blessed.
Would you rather a girl call you cute or dope?
Ooh, dope.
Yeah, probably dope. But that errs on the side of friends, I feel like. Like immediately if she's like, you're dope, I'm like, all right, we're just gonna be friends. You know what I'm saying? But
if you like a guy, would you call him cute or dope?
Yeah.
I feel like if I was trying to like ball on my friends, I'd be like, yeah, he's so dope.
Yeah.
But like,
that's different than telling.
But if I was like, actually, like if I was talking to one of my best friends, I'd be like, yeah, he's so cute. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I was with a group of friends, I'd be like, he's so dope. But like if I was with like just yeah. one friend, I'd be like, dang, he's
but
so
you
cute.
Asked us what we wanted to hear.
What would you want
to
hear?
Like yeah. if they said it to me or like she said it to
yeah,
a friend.
Yeah, like to her friends.
Like, oh, my friend. My
what
friend
would
said
you rather
dope.
A girl call you?
To her dope. Friends or to me?
Yeah.
To her friends.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, to you.
Dope.
Okay.
I'd feel uncomfortable. Yeah, she's like, you're really cute.
See, what would I rather a guy call me? Dang, this is tough. I want to say dope.
You'd probably roll with dope. I feel like we don't like.
I feel like I'm more of the type of girl though that's like dope over cute.
Yeah, you don't want to be a bot.
Yeah, like in my head, I think cute is like, oh, she's cute. Like every girl's cute.
That's true.
Guys don't throw around the word dope a lot. Like we wouldn't just call.
So you think it's better?
I think dope is
for a girl. It's a better compliment.
Okay, because 82% said they would rather be called cute.
Wow.
Well, because a lot of people are called cute and a lot of people are cute, but not a lot of people. I'm like, damn, they're dope.
Dope. Okay. See, I voted dope. Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
Like, if I say, like, if a guy says, like, oh, she's so sick, she's so cool, like...
So, are you more into a girl that's cute or dope?
Dope.
I mean,
it's
gonna be a good
like
mix.
Yeah, at the start, like, the only way you're talking to a girl at first is if you're attracted.
That's true.
That's the only thing. Like, you can't lie either way.
So, you're more into what?
Dope. But I'm just saying, like, without her being
cute,
I wouldn't even, like, no.
Right.
You know?
You
wouldn't even meet her in the first place, really, unless she was a friend of a friend or something.
That's harsh.
Well, I'm not, I'm just, like, if you yeah. personally, like...
If you're, like, at a party, you're not going to be like,
yeah.
If there's a cute girl and not cute girl, you're probably going to want to talk
right.
to a cute girl.
Like, attraction at the start.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a great question. I'm just going through old polls, but instead of it being about a guy, think about it as a girl. So your friend has been into a girl for a long time, but she ends up being into you. What do you do? She's a great girl.
I'm confused.
I'm telling my friend, first off.
So your friend, like your best friend.
Are you saying I'm a girl right now?
No, you're a guy.
Okay, yeah.
Your best friend has been into a girl for a long time.
Yeah.
But the girl ends up, instead of being into your friend, she's into you.
Oh, that's tough.
But she's such a good girl. Like, she's such a great gal. What do you do?
Do
you say thank you next, or do you date?
Oh, I think you got to say thank you.
You got to tell your friend first, and if they're okay
and then
with
figure
it
out.
You pull
yeah.
it.
See, 71% said thank you next.
But even then, dude, like, if your friend is just swinging and swinging for, like, months on end, not getting in, then you're like, okay, like, her and I have been hanging out a little bit, I'll probably just go for it.
Uh-huh.
Like, any of you guys, like, if that happened with you, and then you're like, ah, oh, she just wasn't into me, like, it's chill.
Yeah.
Guys would not, yeah, guys would not think it was that.
See, I feel like girls get more, like, catty more about that. Would you rather your girl be crazy or boring?
Crazy.
Crazy.
For sure.
Yeah, 88% said crazy. Every guy wants their girl to be a little bit crazy, true or false?
I agree.
Yeah.
Really? Agree. Okay, let's talk about it. What do you mean crazy? Like, what's too far? But what doesn't bother you?
I kind of like if they're a little jealous, like...
You do?
Yeah. I don't want them to be like, where are you? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. But like, if they're like, yeah, I saw you talking to blah, 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 that kind
of... It kind of like feels like you feel good. I agree. Oh, okay. I like that too.
Yeah.
When they're like, why are you talking to that girl? Yeah, yeah. Why are you talking to that guy? I'm like, is that bothering you?
I want them to be playful with it. I don't want to be serious. I think that's the best way I can put it in terms of a little crazy.
Good job.
Thank you.
What about you, Phil?
I thought we were talking like crazy in directions of like dancing at parties, so I took a different route.
But do you like that crazy dancing?
I like them, like, I hate the girls that just stand in the corner and look.
Uh huh.
That's the worst. Like, I like girls that dance, have fun.
What about you, Tan?
Yeah, I mean, the way you put it, standing in a corner, but like, I'm down to like just stand on a bench with a girl and talk to her rather than trying to dance with her.
True.
Like, see, I don't want to dance with a girl. I don't.
I love
avoiding that.
I love dancing with a guy on the dance floor.
I would prefer to be on a bench, like talking to her about like.
But your strength lies in you talking to them. Like, you're really good at talking to girls. Phillip's like low key a good dancer. Do you know what I mean, though? Like, I literally would, for him, like, I would, if I were to give him advice, I'd be like, no, you go, need to go dance with her, and then she'll like you, and then you can talk to him, because you're more smooth with the words, you're more smooth with the
moves. That's where I go. I go.
Wouldn't you agree, Dahmer, a little bit?
I'd say it's a pretty.
I go get him on the dance floors where
you can totally tell their game is completely different.
Yeah. That's
true. So wait, tell me your game. Tell me your game, Phil.
Are we talking like at a party?
Yeah, party. Just nice and chill, good music going on, nonstop's playing in the background. What's going
chill,
on?
Okay, so I'll probably have a few friends in the house that I know. And then if I see, like, another girl, I go up to the friend, I'm like, oh, introduce me to her, blah, 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 blah. And then, so you get the,
so what, your guy friend introduces you or your girlfriend?
Probably girl.
Okay.
Or guy. It depends. And then just, I tease them. I don't know, that's my game, low-key, is just messing with them a little bit.
Okay, so what's an example? Like, you make fun of what they're wearing, or like?
Kind of, like, oh, another, I don't know. Or, I don't know, talk about their outfit. I don't know. I don't know what I do.
Like,
what
do? I would make a reference like
their shoes or something.
Like the party. I feel like something we share in common or something I know about her. Like, I would find out something at first. Because, like, when you randomly talk to a girl, you're not going to just Snapchat her and say, hey, what's up?
Or
I need to have something to
talk to you
about.
Can say where you're from, and then that's where the conversation starts. Chicago. Oh, do you know blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah, yeah.
Okay. And then what? You're like, you want to go dance? Or, like, you got to just make your way to the dance floor? Or you go to the dance floor and wait for her to come? Like, what happens?
I don't know. What do I do, guys?
I think
I start at the dance floor, and then I go talk to him.
Okay.
Go talk.
You say,
I don't say, oh, you want to go talk?
Yeah. We'll just say it. It's not going to kill you.
See, I feel like Tanner, I feel like I nailed that with Tanner being smooth with his words and Phil being a little smooth with his moves.
I agree that I don't have any moves. I don't know.
You really dancing, Tanner.
No, I avoid it.
I love the twirling the girl.
Oh, you do?
I love that.
I feel like girls like that.
Exactly, I like it.
Okay, this is kind of a good one. Would you marry someone from your hometown?
I mean, if she's the one, yeah, I don't see why not. But there's no girl I could see myself marrying
from here. I would say no. Just because I would say no. But I've always said I've wanted my, like, significant other to know me in college or, like, before, like, when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I don't want to just meet him at 30 and then have to explain, like, my whole life to him.
That's actually a really good point. That's a good poll.
Yeah, I want them to know about me.
I
want to
meet him.
My friends.
I want to meet him in college.
You know, I would actually... Tanner, I would love that if I like knew them for a long time and they knew
because
me.
Because everybody
and
thinks they're great. Like if I told you about myself in college, like I would definitely hype myself up.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I was the man. But you know, blah blah blah. But like if they actually knew me and they knew how things actually were,
oh my God.
I would prefer that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I would love that, but like, I don't think that's going to happen for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
So, yeah. Is it weird if a girl dates someone who's younger?
No.
I'm younger than my girlfriend.
Oh, really? By how much?
Just a year.
Do you think that's weird or no?
It like, does it bother she's you? She's 21 right now.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't bother me, but like, she can go to the bars and I can't.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, guys, we're at 53 minutes.
Wow. Jeez. Time for Chipotle.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the pod. I hope you had fun.
Great time.
Thank you. It was a great time, TK.
Honor.
Can you gas yourselves up? Give us your Instagrams or whatever you want people to follow you on.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, PhilipKing10.
With two L's.
Two L's, yep.
Mine's just Tanner Shapiro. It's just my name.
Oh, that's actually very valuable, Tanner.
I know.
It's smooth, Tanner.
That is.
Smooth with the words.
Smooth with the words, bro.
All right.
Okay, guys. Be sure to follow them. Go slide into Phillip's DMs. Don't slide into Tanner's because he has a girlfriend. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls and vote in the polls and follow me because without the polls, the podcast wouldn't be a thing. Also, be sure to leave a review and rate my podcast in the podcast app or on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, guys, go gas me up. Leave me a five review. Star. I would love that so very much. Thank you so much for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.